Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy.
Gas prices in the Quad Cities continue surging amid the ongoing global surge in oil markets tied to the U.S.'s war with Iran. AAA reports the average cost for a gallon of regular on the Illinois side of the metro area is at $4.82 this morning. That's about 40 cents higher than last week. In Davenport and Bettendorf on the Iowa side, prices at the pump are averaging $4.18 this morning, which is 31 cents more than a week ago. The national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is at $4.55. Meanwhile, Congress is expected to vote next week on a proposal to expand the sale of cheaper ethanol blend E15 gasoline. Illinois Republican Representative Darren LaHood says that he's optimistic that year-round use of E15 will be approved, even though it got left out of the farm bill passed by the House last week.
It'll be great for our corn farmers. Having E15 year-round permanently in statute is going to help our corn farmers, help the environment, and have another source of alternative fuel.
LaHood says there are 9 ethanol plants across his sprawling congressional district, which stretches from the Geneseo, Princeton, and Peoria areas to the Wisconsin border. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has cut dozens of projects that are aimed to help underserved farmers access land and capital. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports that farm organizations across the country were in different stages of the grant process when the cuts were made.
The USDA awarded $300 million to 50 projects through the Increasing Land, Capital, and Market Access Program in 2023. But this year, the department cut 49 of them. Michelle Hughes, executive director of the National Young Farmers Coalition, says farming is difficult and demanding. And this program was supposed to support people who have historically faced barriers to farming, including people of color and U.S. veterans.
I think that this program did not exist solely for racial equity. It was a program that gave landless farmers a voice.
Farming takes having land, and she says accessing it is the biggest challenge new producers face. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
Willard Elementary School in Moline is welcoming a new interim principal during its transition. The Moline Coal Valley School Board appointed Jennifer Graves to fill the role this week. Graves is replacing Doug Bodine, who was named principal of Hamilton Elementary School for the next school year. Currently, Willard Elementary students are attending classes at Western Illinois University's Quad Cities campus as the old school is torn down and the new Robert Ontiveros Elementary School is constructed. The Illinois State Police has opened an investigation into the fatal shooting of Silverio Villegas Gonzalez by a federal immigration agent last September. WBEZ's Sam Knopfsker reports.
The 38-year-old father and cook was killed during a traffic stop in Franklin Park just days into the Trump administration's Operation Midway Blitz deportation campaign. An ICE agent shot Gonzalez after he allegedly attempted to flee in his car. The Illinois State Police is investigating the shooting at the request of the Franklin Park Police Department. A state panel formed by Governor J.B. Pritzker to probe Operation Midway Blitz recommended that federal immigration agents be investigated and possibly charged for their brutal tactics. The state police says the case will be turned over to the Cook County State's Attorney once its investigation is complete. I'm Sam Knopfsker.
Muscatine's only substance abuse treatment center is relocating, albeit across the street, next week. New Horizons, which is part of Unity Point Health, plans to operate inside the Robert Young Center at 1616 Cedar Street. A spokesperson says the move ensures continued access to care for adults and adolescents seeking outpatient substance abuse and mental health services. The move takes effect on Monday. A community forum in Rock Island this week will take a closer look at how artificial intelligence is reshaping the workforce. WBK's Ray Berry reports.
At a time when AI can write, design, and analyze data in seconds, concerns are growing about what role people will play alongside it. Quad City Civic Conversations presents Is AI Coming for Your Job? Hosted by Alan Garfield, Professor Emeritus of Digital Art and Design at Dubuque University. Garfield says AI should be seen as a powerful tool, but only when used by skilled humans.
I think the best thing for people to do is to sit down with their phone and/or their computer and play around with it. try it out. See what you would like to have done and see if this AI can do it accurately for you.
Garfield will explain how different careers could change, how workers can adapt, and what it might take to ensure AI develops in a more pro-human way. The forum is open to the public on Friday at 1:30 p.m. at the Rock Island Public Library, Watts Midtown Branch. I'm Ray Berry, WVIK News.
Many Quad citizens may notice yellow plastic bags near their mailboxes this weekend. WVIK's Brady Johnson has more on the National Association of Letter Carriers 34th Annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive.
Bettendorf Post Office City letter carrier Anthony Bluer is one of thousands of postal workers nationwide who will be collecting non-perishable food items on Saturday.
It's just something that we do as a way to help out our communities. I know we're out generally every day working and getting around, and so it's just a way to give back to the communities that we service already.
Bluer says any plastic bag will do if residents didn't receive a yellow one in their mailbox. Letter carriers and volunteers will start collecting the food after 10 a.m. All donations will be sent to the Riverbend Food Bank. I'm Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
In sports, the Quad Cities River Bandits won 4-2 against the Cedar Rapids Colonels last night at Modern Woodman Park in Davenport. This is WVIK News.